Foundation at macfound.org.
Good morning. Welcome to Radioactivity. I'm Rob Loride. Well, big changes could be in store for the media in this country as the FCC is about to take a vote on something significant that we're going to talk about in just a moment. First, one listener comment about yesterday's program. Yesterday, we had an interesting call from one of our regulars, Charlie the Plumber, who was arguing that Manafort and the other Trump aides should not be investigated. Rather, the investigation should focus on Hillary Clinton. Here's what one listener had to say following yesterday's show.
This is Barbara, and I am just calling to say that WMNF is a station for those with an open mind and people who like to deal with facts. Thank you very much. Bye.
Well, that was a comment about an exchange that took place towards the end of yesterday's program. The Federal Communications Commission is planning to vote in November on proposals to roll back ownership rules that were meant to support diverse voices in local media. The newspaper and broadcasting industries have pushed for changes to the rules as they face growing online competition. Critics say dropping the rules will encourage media consolidation and hurt local voices and diversity. The chair of the FCC, Ajit Pai, said last week at a congressional hearing that he wants to eliminate rules that, among other things, bar a company from owning both newspapers and TV stations in one market. It's been in place since 1975, but exceptions have been allowed. He's also proposing scrapping limits on owning both radio and TV stations. Pai said the marketplace today is nothing like it was in 1975, adding that newspapers are shutting down and broadcast TV and radio stations are struggling, while competition from the internet, where Google and Facebook dominate in advertising, digital advertising, is rising. Republicans outnumber Democrats on the five-member FCC, suggesting that Pai has the support to change the rules. The Democrats on the commission and in Congress have criticized efforts to change the rules. The head of the National Association of Broadcasters, Dennis Wharton, said last week that the limits have hurt TV broadcasters. He said the NAB supports Pai's plan and looks forward to rational media ownership rules that foster a bright future for broadcasters. It's expected that rolling back the FCC limits will allow companies that own TV stations to get even bigger. The FCC is currently reviewing a takeover deal between two TV station owners, Sinclair and Tribune Media, the former parent company of the Los Angeles Times. Pai has already allowed one rule change that eased the way for Sinclair by permitting it to reach more households than was otherwise allowed. It would reach more than 70% of American households if it's allowed to buy Tribune Media. Companies such as Sinclair own TV stations that run programming from the major networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox around the country. The head of Free Press, an advocacy group that opposes media consolidation, said that Pai's plan will hurt independent news sources. The head of the Free Press, Craig Aaron, said that we need to strengthen local voices and increase viewpoint diversity, not surrender our airwaves to an ever smaller group of giant conglomerates. He said Pai's proposals will face opposition at the FCC and in the courts. Well, we're going to talk about the possible changes to the media landscape in this country. We're going to take a listen to a piece that ran on the NewsHour on PBS 2 weeks ago, in which a reporter, William Brigham, looks at the efforts by Sinclair Broadcasting to take over more TV stations in the country. Amy Goodman has talked a bit about this on past Democracy Now. So we're going to listen into this report that originally aired on the PBS show, The NewsHour. And by the way, we carry The NewsHour on our HD3 channel at 7 o'clock at night and also at 7 in the morning, too. It's a great news program. Let's listen in on this report about the possible expansion of Sinclair TV.
When a company finds a way to make driving safer and Goldman Sachs sees potential, a strategic investment is made. More accidents are avoided.
All right, we're going to hear this story in just a moment, so stick with us. This is 88.5 FM. Here's the report from the PBS NewsHour.
And now for a different kind of media story and a question. Does it matter who owns the TV station that delivers your local news? Polls show that many Americans trust local news more than other sources. The largest owner of local stations in the country, Sinclair Broadcasting, is planning a merger that would make them even bigger. It is a move that is raising concerns because of Sinclair's policy of combining news with partisan political opinion. William Brangham has the story.
A train derailment in Tennessee.
Some routine road maintenance has led to a squabble.
We have some breaking news to tell you about. This is out of Bethesda tonight.
Night after night, the country's largest owner of local TV stations, the Sinclair Broadcast Group, reaches over a third of homes across the nation.
Compromise plan for the controversial Canisius Inn.
Most of us think of local news as just that, local. Stations run local stories produced and reported by local people. But if recently you tuned into, say, WVTV, which is Sinclair's station in Milwaukee, you saw this.
Does the president have to repeat that fact day in and day out for us to believe it?
That's Boris Epstein, former member of the Trump administration and now chief political analyst for Sinclair. And here he was again on WEAR in Pensacola.
The president stating the fact that the fringes of the left and the right
and on KSAS in Wichita
are both capable of hate and violence does not mean he's condoning any of it.
And again and again on every single one of the 173 Sinclair stations across the country. On those stations, you might also see these.
We should only tear down the bad statues, one viewer told me. But who decides what is bad?
That's Sinclair executive Mark Hyman.
What responsible adult hasn't pointed to a scar as a reminder to not repeat a foolish act from their youth?
Or these, the weekly so-called terrorism alert desk.
From the terrorism alert desk in Washington, I'm Allison Starling.
Sinclair mandates that these clearly conservative editorials and features get broadcast on every one of their local stations. In some cases, stations have to run them as often as 9 times a week. Eric Lipton is a reporter for the New York Times who's been covering Sinclair.
They have, you know, what they call must runs, which include Boris Epstein, who is a surrogate for Trump, who is, you know, on the air talking about conservative issues. You know, while the local news stations largely decide what their local news is going to be, you know, a covering of local government crime and local issues, there are these must runs that go on their networks across the United States, which are have a decidedly conservative flavor.
This partisan tilt has many free speech advocates alarmed because not only does Sinclair own such a large chunk of the marketplace already, but it's hoping to get bigger still. If a proposed $4 billion merger with Tribune Media goes forward, Sinclair would now reach 3 out of 4 American households. Journalism professor and former Milwaukee station manager Louis Friedland.
And it is a real step in a very different direction to begin to say that the most trusted news source of most Americans is going to be allowed to be turned into an opinion organization, opinion machine, for a very narrow, narrowly conservative point of view night after night in local communities.
Television remains the main source of news for many Americans. In 2016, 46% of adults said they got their news from local TV stations. And it's information they trust. 41% of registered voters said they trust local news to tell the truth, while just 27% trust national news. Sinclair disputes having any kind of a political bent. Its executives declined to talk with us on camera for this report. But the record shows that the Maryland-based company has used its ownership of stations to push partisan conservative viewpoints for years. For example, after the 9/11 attacks, Sinclair required anchors and reporters to read messages supporting President George Bush's efforts against terrorism.
The names and the faces of the fallen tell their own story.
In 2004, when ABC News Nightline devoted an entire show to reading the names of U.S. service members who had died in Iraq,
Kendall Waters Bay. Sorrell Childers.
Sinclair, which owned 7 ABC affiliates at the time, barred those stations from showing the broadcast. Later that year, in the midst of the presidential campaign between John Kerry and President George Bush, Sinclair mandated all its stations run a special that included clips from a distinctly one-sided documentary that questioned John Kerry's Vietnam War service.
I was outraged, and still am, that he willingly said things which were untrue.
And more recently, Sinclair had its stations run this segment, which called the national media purveyors of fake news.
Unfortunately, some members of the national media are using their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think.
If the opinions were confined just to the commentary...
Sinclair even caught the eye of HBO's John Oliver, who poked fun at how Sinclair sometimes forces conservative talking points into the scripts that their local news anchors read.
Did the FBI have a personal vendetta in pursuing the Russia investigation of President Trump's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn?
Did the FBI have a personal vendetta
in pursuing the Russia investigation of
President Trump's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn?
This blurring of news and opinion is one criticism of the company. The blurring of news and advertising is another.
Hey, two Oregon fish sandwich.
There are numerous examples of Sinclair stations running what are largely paid promotions masquerading as news pieces.
More and more patients at Huntsman Cancer Institute are recording their life stories.
Like in this case, where Sinclair stations across the country ran these segments about the Huntsman Cancer Institute. They looked like news spots, but were in fact funded by the Cancer Center, something viewers were not told. The FCC is still investigating that case. Sinclair's bid to buy Tribune Media and thus expand its reach dramatically in the local news market has drawn plenty of criticism. Sinclair says critics have it wrong. They say it's about economics. Quote, the proposed merger will advance the public interest by helping to shore up an industry buffeted by well-known economic challenges.
Traditionally, to protect against any one company becoming too dominant, Congress has set certain caps on how many media outlets one corporation can own in a given market. But the FCC recently changed those rules.
Under the new leadership of Trump appointee Ajit Pai, the FCC has now made it easier to approve Sinclair's expansion.
All of those in favor?
Tom Wheeler is the former chair of the FCC. He thinks these new changes are a blow to a free and vibrant press.
The Trump FCC has, in one very short period, moved to change three basic rules that have been in place to protect the diversity of voices and avoid monopolization of the broadcast television market. We have a society in which the flow of information is crucial to a democracy. And when that free flow of information gets choked off by corporate consolidation, we ought to all worry.
Eric Lipton of the New York Times discovered meetings and correspondence between Ajit Pai and Sinclair executives that he says raises questions about the company's influence with the Trump administration.
He met with the executive officers of Sinclair just a few days before Trump was inaugurated, where they made clear to him that they were looking for the Trump administration to roll back some of these restrictions that were essentially limiting their ability to get bigger. And it was just a matter of a couple weeks when all of a sudden Pai was named chairman and he was actually rolling back the same rules that they had approached him on. And only as a result of rolling back these rules is Sinclair merger going to be able to go through.
It's not just as Chairman Pai is suggesting a simple shift in ownership regulations. It's actually a shift in our entire broadcast ecosystem.
A final FCC decision on the Sinclair Tribune deal is expected later this year. In Washington, D.C., I'm William Brangham for the PBS NewsHour.
Well, that was a report that aired just a few days ago on the PBS NewsHour by William Brangham about the possible okay from the FCC to the Sinclair Broadcasting Group to expand, and specifically expand the number of TV stations it owns in the country. Right now, here in Florida, Sinclair owns TV stations in Pensacola, West Palm Beach, Gainesville, and Tallahassee. The expansion, if it buys Tribune Media, it would also take over a station in Miami. No stations that I know of here in the Tampa Bay area are owned by Sinclair or being considered for purchase by Sinclair, but If we find that out, we'll let you know. So here's the question. Should the FCC allow chains like Sinclair to expand and own more TV stations? And do we need more conservative control over the country's TV stations? And what would an actual left-wing or progressive TV network look like? What do you think? 813-239-9663. That's the number. So let's see what you think about this. Are there too few conservative voices on the airwaves right now? 813-239-9663. Also, our email address, dj@wmnf.org. And by the way, I will send you a link to that PBS report on Sinclair Broadcasting if you email me here in the studio at dj@wmnf.org. Jan Simpson is our phone producer today. And what do you think about what you just heard? 813-239-9663 and email address dj@wmnf.org. Should the FCC allow chains like Sinclair to expand? And in this case, the question is by the Tribune Media Company. And do we need more conservative control over the country's TV stations? And what would an actual left-wing or progressive TV network look like in your mind? 813-239-9663. David writes this. He says, I find it scary that Sinclair could have an even bigger presence in local TV and radio stations in the U.S. One thing I was thinking, I'm pretty sure it was Sinclair that included a crazy propaganda DVD with newspapers a few years ago. If I recall correctly, the DVD was anti-Muslim and had lots of lies. The DVD was included in the Tampa Tribune one Sunday, I think. I got that DVD somewhere in my stack of DVDs, but I don't think it was Sinclair that put that out, David. You may be right. I may be wrong, but I don't think that was Sinclair. I think that was an independent group that was trying to sway the election. I think that was one of those years when President Obama was on the ballot, maybe 2012, that came out. And I did get that in my newspaper. I'm sure I've got a copy of that somewhere. 813-239-9663 is our phone number. Our email address is dj@wmnf.org. And let's go to Mike in Tampa. Mike, thanks for calling in. What would you like to say?
Yeah, the first two questions is no. And I think a progressive or liberal network would encourage and promote worker co-ops in the mode of what Richard Wolff talked about.
All right. Mike, thanks a lot. And Mike, when you hear people say that CNN and CBS are left-wing, what's your response to them?
Well, that's a joke, and a big one at that.
Why do you say that?
Well, I think they're more slant towards the middle, or even slightly wider than the middle from my perspective.
Well, is a slant to the middle good or bad?
Well, I don't think it's good. I think they tend to be promote themselves as being liberal, but they're more like a wolf in sheep's clothing, if you ask me.
All right, Mike, thanks a lot. Thanks for kicking off the conversation. And let's go to Gary in Sarasota. And the question is, you heard the piece from PBS. Sinclair is planning to take over some more TV stations around the country. It has a conservative agenda. It looks like the FCC likes the idea. The FCC has a 3-2 Republican majority on it right now. And do we need more conservative control over our country's media? That's the question. 813-239-9663. Should the FCC allow chains like Sinclair to expand? And what would an actual left-wing or progressive TV network look like? What do you think? 813-239-9663. Gary's in Sarasota. Hi, Gary. You're on. What would you like to say?
Hey, Rob. I don't call very often, but it's funny. You're talking about the subject. I was doing something last night on my TV, but if I was to say what a left-wing or a liberal channel would look like, I'd have to say MSNBC or CNN. Okay, and Fox would be on the conservative side, and ABC and CBS might be slightly moderate, but it's almost like you live in a parallel universe. Because when you have a big story like yesterday that broke, I went from Fox to CNBC back and forth, you know, up with my, because I've got the remote control that we all have. And it, and you've got to wonder, it, what's the point? Where's the truth at? You know, because you've got one group saying one and the other, and I won't say it's confusing because you can never believe what you see all the time or hear, you know, but it certainly have to pay attention and then, and not be completely one-sided and listen to all fronts.
Yeah, you know, Gary, I think yesterday was like spin. I mean, it was out of control spin on all sides because you didn't have anybody that really knew what the Mueller investigation had discovered. Let's hope that all those reporters that were on MSNBC and Fox had actually read the indictment, the 31-page indictment. But it was all spin. It was all people's ideas, and we didn't know what the content was. We don't know what the actual. What Mueller's prosecution is going to be like when he goes after Manafort. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
You need to remember when you watch those talk shows, that's what they are. With a piece of Overton, it's a talk show. It's not the NBC, CBS nightly news.
Right.
It's, we're talking. It's like a radio show. It's all opinions. And obviously, those opinions bring on people that those advertisers are trying to advertise to.
Yeah, well, I think people like to have a discussion, have an opinionated discussion, but you have to separate it and know that you're not really listening to facts,
right.
Listening to opinions, right?
But you know, the other thing is, you know, you're my age, and you and I watch TV and we read a little paper, newspaper, but these young people, 30 and below, they're not watching TV. They're doing it on a computer. They're going to Yahoo for news, CNN for news, Fox for news, and they just read the highlights. So it's, you know, when you talk about being bought out, these companies coming in and buying up these other TV broadcast programs, it's a lot like they're buying old typewriters. Because that, in 20 years from now, it's not going to seem like a very good investment because it's not what the younger people are using.
All right. Gary, thanks a lot. Thanks. Thanks for making your points. All right. Okay. So you know, I think in a way, if and I'm not a millennial, but if you're a millennial out there and you took umbrage at what Gary just said, I mean, if you're reading newspapers, if you're, you know, really plugged in, not just reading the headlines, call us up because we want to hear from you too. 813-239-9663. Email address dj@wmnf.org. Gary said one other thing that I think is interesting and worth discussing, and that is when you watch MSNBC or when you watch Fox or when you watch CNN. Do you think that MSNBC is actually left-wing or progressive? And is there a distinction between what the Democratic Party stands for and what is left-wing and progressive? Is simply bashing President Trump, as oftentimes happens on MSNBC, is that left-wing? Or is left-wing something beyond that? What do you think? 813-239-9663. Let's go to Jeff in St. Pete. Jeff, thanks a lot for calling in. What would you say about this controversy?
I think that, first of all, I think that Sinclair, that MyTV or MOR, if I'm not mistaken, I think that is Sinclair, is it not?
I'm gonna look it up. I've looked at a couple of lists saying what cities Sinclair owns, and I have not seen Sinclair owning stations in Tampa. But you may be right. I will double check as we're talking.
Yeah, I've worked at a bunch of Sinclair stations. I travel around, and I'm kind of an advisor for a lot of stations. I'm not particularly with one or another, but I've worked with all groups. I think it's really disheartening what Sinclair is doing, and really kind of scary. From what I know, because I have one friend that does work for or has worked for a Sinclair station or two.
And Jeff, let me just interrupt. I'm seeing that MOR in Tampa is owned by Hearst.
Okay.
Hearst Corporation. But go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt.
All right. Well, thank you for clearing that up. And maybe that is the station that they're going after. I'm not sure, but I've heard their CEO, the one that, you know, I saw him on Bill Maher a couple of weeks ago speaking, and it's very right wing. From what my friend was telling me, that actually they get internet, they get what they're told to say, you know, what their agenda is going to be for for that, you know, news day, what they're, you know, supposed to be putting out there as far as, you know.
There's like a daily talking point that they've got to push.
Like a daily talking point, you know, not much different than maybe what Fox is given. And I think it's, you know, it's kind of scary when you think that they're going to be in, you know, the majority of the cities as far as any one ownership group, because they will be in every, if not every, but a majority of the country fairly soon, because I don't see that being given a thumbs down by the FCC.
It's clear that the FCC is probably opening the door to this, and then other corporations taking over other chains of TV stations too.
Yeah. So that will probably happen. So it is scary, and their agenda will get pushed, and obviously we see what's going on with the administration and how they're trying to, distract everybody to go to something else. And,
Jeff, let me ask you a quick question. You travel around to TV stations. I take it you consult or you do some work for TV stations around the country?
Correct.
All right. So is there a chain or a network that you have worked for that you think has kind of like the right attitude, you know, let's say hands off, let the local journalist decide what should be on the air? Is there a chain that you think does a good job based on your experience?
Well, for the most part, the major networks, probably with the exception of Fox, but the main networks pretty much let their local affiliates take over, especially in the local market. They let their kind of do their thing, and you know that news is the number one thing that gets people to go to their local stations as far as tuning in.
Yeah, and that's a profit center too for the TV stations.
Right, and the interesting thing is, which always kind of gets me, is weather is the number one draw for those stations too, which always kind of gets me, because I'm always looking, I'm going, you can look outside and see what the weather is.
All right. Hey, Jeff, thanks a lot. Thank you so much for your call. Great call. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. All right, thanks. Bye-bye. Well, you're listening to WMNF in Tampa. We're talking about the pending takeover of Sinclair Broadcasting of several TV stations around the country owned by Tribune Media. The stations that Sinclair already owns are in Pensacola, West Palm Beach, Gainesville, Tallahassee. These are the Florida stations. There looks like when the FCC votes, they're going to also take over a Miami station. As we heard from that report in PBS, there is a pretty strong conservative slant dictated by the corporation to the local journalists in each TV station. So they've got to repeat the company line. What do you think about this? That's what we're talking about. Our phone number, 813-239-9663. Email address, dj@wmnf.org. Just going to read some of these emails that have come in. Somebody anonymously writes from 813, left-leaning progressive TV would sound like WMNF. Not sure what you look like. All right, so thanks for that. I'm not sure everybody would agree with that. And then Erica writes this: I would like to request the link. Okay, we will send you the link, Erica. We'll send you a link to that PBS news report. Here's somebody from the 813 area code writing: there are already too many local news duopolies now. Look at Jacksonville, Florida. Boy, I'm not sure what's going on in Jacksonville. I'm going to have to learn about that. Thanks for telling me about it. And Greg writes this: there already is corporate conservative control of the U.S. media. The liberal media is a myth as it applies to the U.S. mainstream media. The only examples of liberal media in the U.S. are Free Speech TV and Al Jazeera, but they're almost completely marginalized and hard to access, writes Greg. And then Chip writes this: if the media is so liberal, why did they ignore Bernie Sanders' 2016 campaign, the most progressive candidate this country has had in decades? The media is not liberal, it is corporate, and people need to reject corporate media as it is directly opposed to the best interests of 99% of Americans. Okay, so if you're not hearing your perspective on this radio show, you got to call us up. Here's the number, 813-239-9663. 239-9663. Let's go to Ricky in Tampa. Hey, Ricky, you're on. What would you like to comment about?
I'd like to comment on that. I read this proposal on the internet. It was on the Yahoo News a couple weeks ago.
Right.
And it was sort of reminds me about, I don't know if you remember, under the son, George W. Bush, they did the same things with the radio stations. They allowed a single radio company to own more than just one station in a single market like Tampa. And that's why you got Clear Channel and the radio stations on like 10 or 12 different channels in Tampa, including conservative 970, the sports channel 620, which is actually a very conservative channel because I watch, listen to it all the time. And it sort of control the voice, and you don't want
except that. When T-Kraz takes on the ownership of the Bucks.
Yeah, T-Kraz is the only two that they get out there a little more.
Yeah, but back to our main point, though. Yeah, I mean, we can talk about him all day long.
Diaz and all those dudes. Yeah, because I listen. But yeah, it does, and you don't want Channel 8, Channel 10, and Channel 13, which are local stations that have been local stations since, and I'm 60 years old, since I've been in Tampa, since I was a kid, to lose that local independent voice. And after I read that article about the proposal, I thought, I looked up Clear Channel, and it's actually, and they advertise on Clear Channel, on by iHeart Communication, iHeart Radio. Then I found out they own 850 radio stations around the nation.
So, yeah, Ricky, you're as old as me. Do you think radio is as good today as it was? I mean, I'm talking about commercial radio. Do you think commercial radio is as good as it was when we were growing up?
No, it's not. It's not local, and the music is, well, I don't even listen to the music. I can, because I listen to your station and WSL. That's the only two I actually listen to, and Sports Channel, but T-Kraz and Ronnie, that's the only I can have, and I can only listen to them for a certain period of time. But
I only listen to T-Kraz when the Bucks lose.
Yeah.
He's a lot of fun.
That's the best time.
That's the best time.
Still got him on the radio screaming and hollering like that.
Yeah. All right, Ricky, thanks a lot.
Okay.
All right, good to hear from you. 813-239-9663. Let's go to Gary and Dunedin. Gary, let's talk about media. Should the FCC allow the chains like Sinclair to expand? Do we need more conservative control over our country's media? And what would an actual left-wing or progressive TV network look like?
Yeah, well, each of those would be its own hour-long topic. I think we have to start with looking at what was the media or journalism supposed to have been. And it's gone pretty far away from it. What it was supposed to have been was a watchdog against all kinds of corruption, especially governmental corruption and corruption of the wealthy elites. They used to call journalists muckrakers. And journalists, by definition, until the first newspaper barons like Hearst, were the kind of people that were skeptical of, suspicious of, angry at the rich and the powerful in government and out of government, and their whole careers, like Upton Sinclair, were spent busting the rich and powerful for the inevitable bad things that they were trying to do to all the rest of us. But in the past few decades, the media industry has turned into pretty much a cheerleader for consumer capitalism, for America is the greatest country in the world, militarism, development, population and consumption growth. Real journalism is almost completely gone. And by definition, real journalism is progressive and left because it comes from a point of saying that the rich and the powerful usually are corrupt, greedy, and don't have the best interest of the commons at heart. That said, WMNF news shows are some of the only places you can get progressive and left journalism. And if you're stuck on AM radio, you get only a steady diet of the most right-wing, demagogic, dangerous people. So I think that our media is definitely failing. The mainstream corporate media that Bush calls liberal and left is not at all liberal and left. and there's very few real journalists still working. I look at ProPublica and some of the voices that you bring on. Other than that, it's a barren desert and wasteland of infotainment, consumerist propaganda, and it's very sad.
All right, Gary, thanks a lot. Thank you. Thank you for that. Good to hear from you. And I should say that we do bring on all sorts of people, and we let them have their say. And so you might hear members of the Republican Party. You might hear libertarians on this radio station. You might also hear people from the left. You might hear civil rights activists and environmental activists and peace activists. And a lot of people get their say here on WMNF. Now, sometimes people say things that aren't true, and we have to, sometimes we stop them, sometimes we let them go on. It depends really on the host, too. 813-239-9663 is our phone number. Let's go to Andy in Dunedin. Hey, Andy, you're on WMNF. What would you like to say?
Hey, Rob, happy Tuesday.
Happy Halloween.
Yes, I almost forgot.
Yeah, come on.
Doesn't it speak volumes about PBS being the source that brought this story out? I mean, I've
well, you're not, and that's a good point. You're not going to see this story on NBC to the extent that William Brangham covered it, or you're not going to see it on MSNBC or CNN, certainly not on Fox. This is not going to be a big story. So, you know, when people say the media is so liberal, you know, here William Brangham, I think, is pointing out the danger of consolidation and having just one perspective on the airwaves. So, yeah, you're right. It's going to be PBS and maybe, you know, Pacifica. Amy Goodman did this story a few days ago. Maybe we'll hear it on NPR. But you're right. You need non-commercial media to get this story out.
And you need time to get the story.
Yeah, it was a nine minute story. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I can't watch any of the regular stations on TV. Number one, 30 minutes. In 30 minutes, you get 15 minutes of sensational stories. They are corporately owned, so the other 15 minutes, you get pharmaceutical ads crammed down your throat. So they are totally, you know, told what they can report on and what they can't. I just don't trust it. And if there was a progressive station, it would be a lot like MNF, where you would bring on dissenting voices. And at the bottom, scrolling along the bottom, you would have sources listed so people could, in real time, go and check the sources out for the story and not just go, well, it must be true.
Yeah, check for themselves. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. And it seems like Sinclair, maybe I'm missing something, but it seems like they're going after more smaller, not that Tallahassee and West Palm Beach are small, but kind of smaller markets, maybe just to feel their way into the bigger markets. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what their strategy is. But Andy, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Rob.
Thanks. Good to hear from you. I'm sure we're going to hear more from places like Democracy Now! On this Sinclair takeover of more TV stations in the country. Here's an email from 813, and they say, it amazes me, people call in, and they're consultants for big radio stations, and they're professional people, and you would think that they would speak more eloquently. My question is, do they speak English in, you know? So I'm not sure what that is referring to, but thank you, 813, for that. And then here's somebody from the 813 area code that says, the two sides of the money stream media we currently endure are non-conservative media, whose mission is keeping us uninformed and apathetic, focusing on celebrity news and fluff, and conservative media, whose mission is keeping us misinformed and militant against the others, defined as immigrants or people of color or the LGBTQ community and anybody who's not a brainwashed conservative. That's Charles' message from Tampa. All right. Let's go back to the phones. We're talking about the pending vote at the Federal Communications Commission of allowing major news media chains to gobble up other news media chains. We're talking specifically about Sinclair TV. And should the FCC allow chains like Sinclair to expand and own more TV stations? Do we need more conservative control over our country's TV stations? And what would an actual left-wing or progressive TV network look like or sound like? 813-239-9663. Susan's on Anna Maria. Hey, Susan, you're on. What would you like to say?
Yeah, hey, Rob. Well, first of all, I want to say We went to the Tom Petty event, and it was fabulous. We had a great time.
That was a great event. We should do it again.
It was. It was so well done. The bands were fantastic.
The bands were incredible, yeah.
Yeah, they were. It was so great. It was such a great event. I wish I was closer, but, you know, it's worth the drive. I think I'm going to get to some more M&F events. And, just so you know, because, you know, I was telling your screener, we always tell the truth when we're at a bar or club, and I must have looked professional in some capacity. I had on my ball cap, and I had two people asking if I was with WMNF. So just so you know, one of them, I told them I'm a producer there. So anyway.
Okay. You know, the funniest thing, and I'm not going to out the guy, but the funniest thing is that I've known this Tea Party guy who is very active in local Hillsborough County Republican Party circles, and he was at that event, and I talked to him for a long time at the event, but I couldn't figure out how he got there, but it was nice to see him.
Absolutely, yeah, it's good to have all that diversity. And as far as the FCC, no, absolutely not. The biggest problem here, I mean, we can get all convoluted, but we're a society or, you know, a group that doesn't care about facts anymore. So anything goes. It's just all over the place. It's, you know, we don't care about facts. So here we're going to have, more and more opinions. Because I know sometimes when I watch Fox News, they may address somebody as Dr. So-and-so. So I Google that person, and they're really not a doctor. Or they're with some organization that's right-wing. I do that all the time. So there's no credibility. And they're actually, when you pull up what, you know, who they are, what they do, they're usually just a person with an opinion.
Not everybody who's right wing is wrong, though. I mean, there are conservatives out there, I think, that are grounded and have have factual things to say. It's the conservatives that speak and don't tell the truth. You know, and I'm thinking of a lot of the people that Sinclair is going to bring on. I was watching a Sinclair broadcast the other day, and they had Sebastian Gorka on. And Sebastian's known for being completely dishonest about his background. And so, you know, I wonder if Sebastian Gorka is going to be a main spokesperson for Sinclair, how can you even trust it? And why foist him on these folks in the countryside that might just...
But the problem, Rob, is people will trust him. He'll have some title that people think is important, and they don't really do any research, and they'll believe what he says. And that's the main problem, is we just don't deal with facts anymore.
Yeah.
And really, how do you combat that?
Yeah. Well, you combat it, I think, by doing just exactly what you did. And that is, no matter who you're watching or no matter what you're reading,
exactly,
double check it to make sure that, you know, you can rely on the source. And they should be transparent, too. The media source that you're reading or watching should be transparent. Where did they get this information from?
Absolutely. And not to be, I don't want to sound too one-sided because, you know, like MSNBC or those, I think they are progressive, but then you do catch them sometimes where they are, you know, too left-leaning. So they're not totally innocent in this either, you know. So I think we just have problems on all sides, but it just, I hate to repeat myself, but it just comes down to we're not concerned with facts anymore. So, yeah, let's see where our sources are.
All right, Susan, thanks a lot. Thank you.
Thank you, Rob.
Great to hear from you. Thanks for coming to the Tom Petty event. Michael writes this: I think the man didn't like the bad press the Vietnam War got while the war was going on. It put the fear that they would declare war somewhere else so the American people wouldn't go. So now a pro-war messenger is on the right-wing media, writes Michael. And, we may be, there may be attempts to send us to war soon, too. 813-239-9663, email address dj@wmnf.org. Chris writes this: progressive news would look just like CNN and MSNBC. So that's the second person to say that. But do you think that CNN and MSNBC are actually progressive? Are they actually liberal? Or are they just, kind of like, are they skeptical of Trump? You know, what is progressive about CNN and MSNBC? Let me ask you. And Chris, if you want to write back, I'll read your email. I don't usually read two emails by folks, but I will read yours back if you could explain how CNN and MSNBC are progressive. And let's go to Carlos in Lakeland. Carlos, you're on WMNF. What would you like to say?
Good morning. Hope you guys are doing okay. not long ago, I just put the station. I've been here, you know, what is going on and what people is saying, you know, over the radio. And you know, we tend to forget, you know, if I can say that everything nowadays is the business. You know, whatever it sells, you know, that's what we're gonna, you know, put out there. But something, you know, if it doesn't bring people, you know, then we're not gonna put it out, you know. And that's the part that, you know, everybody forget about it. And you know, just because, you know, somebody put their opinion out there, that doesn't mean that necessarily, you know, a group or one or the other side share the same opinion. So nowadays, you know, we like to formulate our own opinion, and we think that that is, you know, the right one. But we forget that when somebody disagrees, then we are against that opinion or the people. So for other people to be able, you know, for other people to be able to take our opinion, we should be open to that as well. And unfortunately nowadays, like I say, you know, whatever it sells, that's what the media is going to put out there, you know, and regardless of whatever it is, you know, if it is the truth or not, because that's, you know, basically how it is nowadays. Now, we, whatever it is out there, you know, on the news, on the paper, or the local 30 minutes, you know, news and all of that, you know, is whatever we like, that's what we would like to believe. And sometimes, even if it is not the truth,
yeah,
you know, it's,
no, I think it's safe, yeah. I think it's really true, but I think that you know, I think in terms of the range of stuff that we get, the range is so limited in this country. We don't really get a range. I mean, I think PBS really tries to expand our world, and you know, but in some ways, I think that watching commercial TV is like viewing the world through a straw. You don't really get a very wide angle, especially on commercial TV. When some nights at 6 o'clock, it's all crime news for the first 7 or 8 minutes of the newscast.
Exactly.
That's not a wide enough view, I think. I mean, I think those reporters are trying their best and the editors are trying their best, but you know, I think we've got to think that there's a lot of stories going on beyond crime, and when you watch TV at 6 o'clock, local TV, that's not the only story.
Well, you know, it's like I say, you know, it's what we like to believe, and that's what we're going to go for, regardless.
Well, they need to give us more choices, I think.
Exactly.
Yeah. Carlos,
exactly.
Thanks a lot.
They have to put it out there, you know, the way it is. So
yeah.
I appreciate it.
All right.
Have a great day.
Well, you're right. You're right about, you know, it's got to sell. But I think there have been times where you had a popular host on TV, and they were fired. I think one of the examples was Phil Donahue on MSNBC, where he was an outspoken opponent of the U.S. invasion of Iraq in 2002, 2003, and MSNBC fired him because he was pro-peace. I don't think the pro-peace folks really survived very long, and you don't see much pro-peace stuff on local TV news. There's a lot of pro-military, but very little pro-peace. Let's go to Mike in Asheville. Mike, you're on. What would you like to say?
Hey, Rob. Well, I'm, you know, of course, I'm in a Valhalla of progressivism up here.
You're in the hippie capital of the eastern U.S.
We actually have a AM radio station up here called The Revolution that gets incredibly good ratings. It has a big market share. And we get people like Tom Hartman, Stephanie Moore, Norman Goldman. It's a really good station. And most of the advertisers are local progressive businesses, and
so it's possible. Yeah. It's possible to have a true left-wing commercial operation.
Well, and the irony is, you know, after I left M&F, I worked there for a year, and as a salesperson with the radio station, I could sell Rush Limbaugh or Tom Hartman.
You're that good of a salesperson, huh?
I fit the client with the product, more or less. But you know, I know it's a little sappy, but I missed M&F. And people hear it all the time, but be thankful for what you have, because it's a rarity. Pacifica is basically a failing institution, and M&F is the last turtle left on Galapagos Island.
Okay. Mike, thanks a lot. Thanks. Great to hear from you, Mike. I talked to you for hours about the weather and about what's going on in Nashville, but we got every line lit. This email from 941 says, good show again. This is Pat in Sarasota. I think left-leaning TV or radio would be wholly worker-owned co-op with people of all religions and political outlets joining together to deliver the truth. That's a Pat in Sarasota. Let's go back to the phones, and we're going to go to Fran in Largo. Fran, thanks for calling in. What would you like to say?
Oh, yes. Hi. It seems like when I was a kid, the news, it wasn't left or right, the broadcast news. It was just the three stations, three networks, NBC, CBS, ABC, and you had people like, this is back in the 50s and 60s, but a lot in the 50s, Edward R. Murrow and Huntley and Brinkley, people you could trust, and it's just slowly eroded over the years. There was no left and right back then, though. You just trusted these people. The advertisement was just, it was an annoyance. There was commercials, nothing much, no big pharmaceutical commercials. The closest they came to that was Anacin or something. Pounding a hammer on your head, silly cartoon stuff. But all of a sudden, these corporations, corporate interests, took over big time, and it's overshadowed the news. It really has. They're the important ones, the corporations, not the news.
All right, Fran, thanks a lot.
And I one more thing. I think you know how movies are rated like PG, PG-13, or R. I think maybe we should have a rating system about news broadcasts, whether it's too right-wing or if it's liberal, something like that.
Wow. Possible. I like that. That's a great idea. Fran, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
All right,
okay.
Thanks. It would be really important to find somebody that really could determine what is left-wing and what is right-wing, somebody who would be fair and honest. But that's a great idea, Fran. Thank you. I might steal that idea and mention it. Let's go to David in Tampa. Hey, David, you're on. What would you like to say? Hi, David, you're on.
Oh, hey, how you doing there? I want to offer a ray of hope to your audience, okay?
Okay.
I think as we're going to streaming now, Netflix and HBO and Showtime, I noticed you get a lot more liberal, global warming type things and all kinds of documentaries, and I think that's because it's paid by the subscriber, not by the corporation. So I think that's actually a good thing.
Well, that may be the way to go. That may be the way to go. David, thanks a lot.
Yeah, no problem. Take care.
All right. And let's go to, we're going to go to Kevin in Bradenton. Hey, Kevin, you're on MNF. What would you like to say about the media?
Hey, great show, Rob, and I agree with what he just said. Basically, wanted to point out, well, first I should shout like Paul Revere, Sinclair is coming, and beware of the obfuscation and the subterfuge. Bad news sells as far, you even had somebody on from Channel 13 once and was asked about why there's not more good news. I guess people just don't, it's like, you know, clickbait on the internet. They only click on the things that are horrible. But the other thing, you know, that both the right and the left, as far as the media goes, has in common is the love of money. And I think that this last election and the way that Bernie Sanders was treated compared to Trump, who was on, you know, every second, is a good example of that. And finally, I just want to say that, you know, a lie isn't a lie to the people that believe it. To them, it's not a lie. And Mark Twain said, you know, a lie can travel clear around the world before the truth gets out of bed. So if it's up to us to determine what is a lie and what is the truth, I think we're in trouble, because the majority of the people, even back when the media was better than today, for example, they believed that when those kids were shot at Kent State, the majority of the people were on the side of the National Guard. So if that was the case back then, I don't see how it's going to be much different today. But I hate to be, you know, sounding so negative about the media, because I truly believe MNF is the only answer.
All right. Well, Kevin, thanks a lot. I think you're right. I think I remember seeing that again in the Vietnam documentary by Ken Burns about Kent State. Yeah,
it was startling. Yeah, for sure. Thanks for everything
right.
you do, Rob.
Kevin, thanks a lot.
It.
Thanks for your phone call. Great to hear from you. And we're going to go to Jerry in Tampa. Hey, Jerry, we have 30 seconds. for you to weigh in.
I was talking about the you mentioned about CNN not being progressive, and I don't know the labels, but I can say that I can turn on CNN on any given minute, and wall to wall, it'll be whatever the negative is of the current administration.
But is that progressive? Is beating up on Donald Trump 24/7? Is that truly progressive?
100% of the broadcast. You know,
but isn't progressive much more than just beating up on Donald Trump?
Yeah, sure, but CNN's dedicated to that subject exclusively.
Yeah, but I would argue that that's not progressive. That's beating up on Trump, which, you know,
that's the nature of their broadcast.
Yeah, but you can find conservatives who want to beat up on Trump. You can find moderates that want to beat up on Trump. That's not progressive.
Not for a full hour broadcast.
No. There are plenty. I can show you plenty of conservatives that don't like Donald Trump. Hey, we're out of time, but thanks a lot, Jerry. Wish we could have more time. If you want to comment about today's show, call us up, 813-238-8001. Record your comment on extension 115.